You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. A confirmed tornado damaged buildings on San Antonio's northwest side Wednesday morning as another round of heavy rain moved across the region. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down near the rim just before 8 a.m., damaging apartments, businesses, and trees. No injuries were reported. At a Wednesday afternoon press briefing, San Antonio City Manager Eric Walsh says residents should stay weather aware as more storms move through the area.
We all just got notifications for additional weather alerts, so we are encouraging the public to continue to monitor the weather and be careful as they progress through the day. There will be additional weather that comes through San Antonio.
The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday morning's tornado reached EF1 strength with peak winds of 100 miles an hour. A flood watch is in effect in San Antonio until tonight at 7 p.m. The highest flash flood risk remains west in cities like Kerrville, Del Rio, and Burney. And cleanup was well underway at two Northwest Side shopping centers that were hit by that tornado. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
Dozens of trees or tree limbs were strewn across the parking lot of The Rim, where Lorenzo Sablon of Cleanscapes was busy cutting them up with his chainsaw and removing them to allow shoppers in vehicles to pass or park. He suspects he and other tree trimmers will be busy in the storm-damaged area for a while. Sablon says when it comes to trimming a storm-damaged tree, it's best to leave it to the pros.
We highly recommend that you don't do that. If you don't realize what you're looking at whenever you're cutting a tree with pressure points and things like that, things could get bounded up or, limbs could come shooting out the wrong way.
Trees were down near the Bass Pro Shop and the Santikos Palladium Theater, which had damage to the roof of its entrance but is scheduled to be showing movies again today. At the shops at La Cantera, there were some damaged trees too, and a giant oak was left with its roots sticking in the air at the headquarters of the Spurs, the Rock at La Cantera. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Torrential rainfall is expected throughout much of South Central Texas today. Governor Greg Abbott says the state's been preparing for the worst. Currently, 59 Texas counties are under a disaster declaration. Abbott says the state's main goal is to prevent the loss of life. Speaking on Wednesday evening, the governor said Texas already has resources in place to help with any water rescues.
More than 800 vehicles have been deployed, more than 75 boats, more than 20 aircraft, more than 30 state agencies are responding.
Officials are urging Texans to stay up to date with the latest weather alerts throughout the weekend and to listen to local leaders who are prepared to issue emergency evacuations if necessary. Northeast ISD is one of 20 school districts the U.S. Department of Education announced it was investigating last week. That's according to reporting by ProPublica and the San Francisco public radio station KQED. Education Department officials say they're investigating the districts to determine if they're collecting data on staff sexual misconduct appropriately. NEISD spokesperson Audrey Chancellor told the Express News the district was only recently told of the investigation, and they're not sure why they were chosen for it. Out of the 20 districts on the list provided to ProPublica, Northeast is the only one in Texas. Community leaders unveiled AdviseMe210.org on Wednesday. It's a free online resource that offers guidance on college applications, financial aid, military service, and career pathways. The website was created by UP Partnership and Future Ready Bear County partners after hearing from students who said they lacked guidance about their future. Brianna Heglins with UP Partnership said the current ratio of advisors to students in Bear County is 1 to 600.
Those that had the support knew who to turn to. But then there was a group of students, unfortunately, that did not have that type of guidance. And so AdviseMe210 was born.
AdviseMe210.org is designed to give students, parents, and mentors one place to find information and support as they plan for life after graduation. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.